is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Dubai-based firm Abraaj Group attracted many Western investors by promising to make money by doing good in poorer countries, including with a fund that would invest in hospitals serving African and Asian cities. The collapse has led some investors to question whether Dubai's regulatory environment is sufficiently safe, and privately, some worry it has damaged trust in the movement to use private capital to solve social problems in emerging markets. An international backlash grows and continues to grow over Saudi Arabia's alleged involvement in the possible murder of a journalist. Silicon Valley faces a potentially unsettling fact. The kingdom is now the largest single funding source for U.S. startups. Across the 69 most competitive House races, Democrats have raised a total of $46 million from small donors during the 2018 election, compared with just $15 million for their Republican opponents, according to campaign finance data released this week. Canada has become the first major economy to legalize marijuana. The top 12 Canadian marijuana companies are now worth nearly 55 billion Canadian dollars, or 42 billion U.S., and investors are sapping up the stock. President Trump has a history of attacking women by mocking their bodily functions, demeaning their looks, or comparing them to animals. His latest episode, where he described a porn star he'd paid off as horseface, is exploding in the midterms. Roberta Kaplan, a founder of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, said that she will represent Mara Donegan, the creator of a widely circulated list of media men accused of sexual misconduct. Ms. Donegan is the only named defendant in a lawsuit that was filed against her by Stephen Elliott, one of the men named on the list, who is a writer based in New Orleans. Brian Mallett is Alaska's most prominent Native Alaskan Democratic politician and member of the Tlingit people. He has been a hugely popular figure in rural tribal areas of the state, but he has resigned in the middle of the re-election campaign for inappropriate comments about women. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.